last, you'll be first. What a day, I'm telling you. This is Jimmy and Annette, and Mr. Chevy is joining us here today from our home studio in the big city of Fredericksburg, Texas. How are you doing over there, gorgeous?
I'm doing great. Did we get it on this time?
We got it on this time.
Okay.
We're having podcast problems.
Third time's a charm, maybe?
Yeah, we're using our mobile unit, and sometimes it doesn't like playing with GarageBand very well.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's just not liking that. My executive producer, who is very well paid, by the way, he said that he's got an idea. There's some things you can do, like different programs. We're going to find another program to make this work. But anyway, this is Sunday afternoon, so we have had one of those weeks where we have literally not been able to get together to do the podcast.
That's true. Well, we had a staff retreat all week.
And that was amazing, by the way.
I wouldn't want to take time away from their precious time to do a podcast just because their time is valuable and they went away, most of them, without their significant others and their children. And so we needed to concentrate on our staff this week. And
so what do we do on a staff retreat? Because a lot of our church members will be listening to this and they'd probably like to know what we do.
Well, we pray, we worship together.
Monday night
and Tuesday night, full-on worship.
Absolutely amazing.
We plan the rest of 2024. We planned all of 2025, which it's always fluid because anything could change. Life happens that, you know, the world changes and we can make changes, but we like to plan in advance those things that are really important, like our membership classes, our baptism classes, our men and women's luncheons and events, and just different things. Those are the things we plan. We don't plan our sermon series, so to speak, but we do plan out all the activities and events that we do throughout the year. Get them ready on the calendar so we can look. Because a lot of times people say, hey, can y'all do this or will y'all do that? And we can look on our calendar because we've calendared for a year,
right?
And say, "Well, yeah, this week we have some time." But it's always
usage. There's so many things that go into running a large facility.
Yes, yes.
You know, with 700 plus people, so someone's always wanting to do something.
Yes,
they have something they need, or you know, their ministry needs the building or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot to it.
The good thing is we got to, we took our staff to a movie and we saw God's Not Dead and God We Trust.
Tell me how you like that.
Oh my gosh. I thought you took them to that movie to announce you were running for Senate, but you would still pastor the church.
That's what they were saying. Are you running for office?
Because that's the whole premise is a pastor.
That again today by several people.
Yeah, a pastor running for Senate that is literally pastoring a church. But he was saying all the things you've been saying in the pulpit. So if I didn't know better, I would be questioning that as a staff member, but I know you're not, at least unless God told you to, and then you would. And that's what happened with this pastor. He had no aspirations to get in politics. But when he was asked and he prayed, he felt like the Lord said yes. And we don't want to tell the story.
And by the way, I have no aspirations either to get into politics.
Right, so it would be
people
God.
People keep asking me, but I'm like, it would definitely.
It would be a lightning bolt.
Oh, it would be.
Yeah.
And God's prone to do things like that with me to let me know.
I know. I'm prepared, whatever he wants to do.
I'll know when I know.
But we do need pastors and Christians to be in politics. I mean, we do need them to be in government.
That's
because
true.
Because we can't trust the government to take care of us in the way that God wants to be.
Wait, are you telling your distrust for our government? American government?
Very much so.
Why, pray tell us?
Look at where we are today.
Yeah, we're
it's pretty sad.
Trouble here in
yes.
America. I know we have a lot of listeners from all over the world, actually. When I check our stats, I mean, literally all over the world, and we want to say hi to wherever you are in the world, and we hope that we can be an encouragement to you, and we know we talk a lot about America because that's what's in our face right now as a nation, where we've been known as the, you know, kind of the center of freedom, the the bastion of freedom. And
it, now we're losing our freedoms.
All of a sudden we're having to go, wait a minute, government has gotten too big. They're ignoring the Constitution of the United States, which was ratified and, well, signed in 1776, ratified a few years later. But it's being largely ignored or discarded. And there's a lot of people like us that are saying, no, 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 that's not how this works.
Right.
And so we're doing what we can to let our voices be heard. We let our voices be heard, first of all, with our votes. We go to, do you know, I've mentioned this, but this is important. People need to hear this over and over. 40 million
Christians
in 2020 stayed home
and didn't vote.
Yeah. Didn't go to the polls.
Yeah.
And I dare say, I bet some of those 40 million people have big opinions about what's going on right now.
I bet
now.
They do too.
And they have only but they to don't, look at themselves.
I think, to their credit, not everyone understands the voting process and what their vote means. Most people don't think their vote counts, but that's where you get educated and you find out what it really does mean, and that you're not just voting for that one person.
That's
you're
right.
voting for a whole platform, and you're it's bigger than what we think. And I think we need to go back and find out from history what it really means
to vote. And that, you know, it's on us. The onus is on us.
Yes.
To like, I'm looking over at my bookshelf over there, and I've got so many books on you know, America, Encyclopedia of America, you know, all these books, The American Story by David and Tim Barton. I mean, I've got all these books about our country, Paul Johnson, history
American people.
So we've got, it's on us to study. It's just like with scripture. I can't expect a pastor to spoon feed me the word of God. Now, he's there to charge me. He's there to encourage me and, you know, peel back the layers and educate. But he's not my sole source of food, so to speak.
What's interesting, because I was talking to my daughter today, and her pastor was talking about discipleship and how and prayer, and that they're not taking prayer out just because they're adding more things to their calendar, because that is so needed. But one of the things she said that I thought was interesting, and he said most pastors get in the word only to preach their sermon.
Oh,
they
scary.
Don't even know what the word says.
That's scary.
And he wants to add some things into their congregation, their weekly events, like to teach people about repentance, forgiveness, freedom, ministry, deliverance. And he's like, most pastors don't go there, or the ones that he knows, because they just want to, they don't even know the word themselves, so they just kind of do the least you can. What is so interesting to me is we come off a sabbatical and we work harder. We're working smarter. We are working smarter, but we're actually, it energized us to realize, for one, we don't have that much time here. Whether Jesus comes back, we pass because of age or whatever, we don't have a lot of time. And while we have cognitive ability, we need to study the word and we need to do what it says. And we need to learn as much as we can. And I think you can become complacent. I think some people who may have taken sabbaticals, maybe in the past, I don't have anybody in my mind, but they might take it and think, okay, well, now I can kind of rest into my retirement or whatever. We did not have that attitude. I think we did for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think that would have been short-lived because I did have this thought of, you know, I like this rest. I like feeling rested. And so, you know, when we come out of I did have that thought at one point that, so now we're gonna kind of go into, you know, instead of overdrive, we're gonna gear down to fourth gear.
Gear down. That didn't happen.
And kind of set it.
We went into overdrive plus.
Oh my goodness. It was like.
And yet I'm not upset about it. I have the energy.
I'm excited about it.
I have the energy for it. But I also have the excitement of being in the last days, and we get to participate in this. So we need to gear up for what's going to happen.
Right.
And we need to be worded up, and we need our people to be worded up so that they can handle what's going to happen.
I keep hearing Coach Rivera yelling through my ear from high school football, run through the tape, Pruitt, run through the tape, finish strong, kick, kick, kick. Yes. I mean, I'm not going to say everything he said because it wouldn't be repeatable over a Christian radio podcast. So, but I mean, he would just tell me to get your rear in gear. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't quit before the finish line. And right. I'm so thankful for Coach Rivera. I am thankful mm-hmm. that I can hear him in my head. Coach Thompson as well, Coach Osborne, I can list them all. Coach Easterling, I mean, I hear them in my ear saying, don't quit, mm-hmm. don't come up short, mm-hmm. finish strong. And now I hear Steve Maxwell saying that, mm-hmm. you know, he's one of the founders of Citizens for Defending Freedom. Great man of God. He's become a good friend. He's in Florida, by the way, and trying to get out from under all the damage mess. And wreckage in Polk County where he lives. But his church and his pastor, Jack Hillegoss, is
he's the mayor of
the city there and the pastor, and God is doing amazing things with them. God's doing amazing things in our midst right now as we continue to speak truth into power centers. We're getting the truth out there, and what we're doing is we're activating our people to get involved and mm-hmm. to get engaged mm-hmm. in culture.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of Christians think that our job is to just be nice, you know, because, you know, Jesus was nice, right? So it's our job to just be nice, play nice, act nice, don't ruffle anybody's feathers. And I'm going, that's not the Jesus I see in Scripture.
No, that's not the Jesus that's in Scripture.
I want to share that thing I shared
with you. He was loving and he loved children.
Oh, absolutely.
He reprimanded adults quite a bit, especially his disciples.
Religious adults.
But he was strong. He was a warrior.
Exactly.
But not the kind that people think or thought would come.
Right, right. So let me share this with you. There's two views here. This was posted by Lance Wallnow, and I love Lance Wallnow.
I talked to someone about that today, but I couldn't remember where it came from. So I'm glad you're saying that. This is real. Put this in the newsletter.
Yeah, this is powerful.
I think you should put it in the newsletter.
So two views on Jesus. One is the biblical Jesus, mm-hmm. what the Bible speaks of and how the Bible describes Jesus, and the modern Jesus. So, the modern, how we've made Jesus in our own image, kind of.
Yeah.
And so this
of
is
today.
A comparison.
Yeah, really, today. The modern Jesus, the one of today that most churches right. are... most churches believe in.
So yeah. this is a comparison.
I love
absolutely
this.
Right. So this is a comparison, modern Jesus and biblical Jesus. So the modern Jesus preaches only on love. And the biblical Jesus preaches God's righteousness. In other words, right standing before God, mm-hmm. pleasing God, living mm-hmm. to honor him.
Lordship.
And then the modern Jesus gives you health and wealth. And the biblical Jesus gives salvation, hope, peace, enjoy. There are some people that come to Jesus for what he can give them
instead of what they like can give to him.
Mm-hmm. He's like a genie in a bottle, you know, or a genie in the lamp, Aladdin's a lamp. You know, you rub the lamp and then you get your wish. And some people treat Jesus like that. So here's another one. Another modern Jesus never says anything negative. He's just nice.
He just loves everybody and tolerates every behavior, every sin,
hey,
because he redeemed the sin so he can tolerate it.
Wow.
Well, that's what modern Jesus believers
feel. Biblical Jesus warns of sin, judgment, and hell.
Yes.
Woo. Jesus is saying there's something coming and there will be a judgment mm-hmm. and there will be a dividing, separation of the sheep and the goats. He tells a parable in Matthew 25 about this. And he's saying, this is serious. Mm-hmm. And while he is all about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, that's a fruit of the Spirit, he's also about justice, mm-hmm. righteousness, truth. And I mean, we got to be careful that we don't try to make Jesus into what we want him to be for us.
It's like the scripture that says, well, didn't I prophesy in your name? Lord, Lord, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I cast demons out in your name? And he's like,
he says, depart from me.
I never knew you. Because it was all about what they could do all in the name of Jesus instead of what he does.
And what he wants to do through them.
They didn't allow him to be Lord of their life and in relationship with them. It was them using Jesus Think about it.
How? Now, why do you think that we have become, I mean, let's just chat real quick about this and riff on it a little bit. Why do you think we have made Jesus all about me? It's all
because our culture is all about me.
So what we do is we take what's going on in our culture, and as a template, mm-hmm. we try to put Jesus over that and make him fit.
Instead of us fitting into his kingdom, we're making him fit into ours.
Hey, but hey, I mean, doesn't Jesus want us to be happy? Doesn't he want us to just have everything? And does, I mean, it just sounds like you're just talking about a meanie.
a cosmic killjoy.
I mean, it just sounds like you're saying that we can't.
You sound
live
like
the life
a hippie. You sound like a hippie talking. That's what a hippie would say. I know.
But I'm saying right now we have a culture that wants Jesus in their image. Mm. They want Jesus to be nice and to be kind and gentle and never call out their sin and just affirm them constantly. Just
right.
Affirmation.
Because maybe they got persecuted by someone, or someone, you know, cut them off on Facebook or unfriended them or whatever, and now they're like, oh wait, I need to acquiesce to what they believe so that I will have friends. And yet we forget that our ultimate choice is to please God, not other people.
Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. So I said this today in church. I said, I learned the hard way, and it's taken me some time to get there, that I need to quit worrying about what
people think about me.
I need to speak the truth of God's word
in love,
and because of love, into power centers, and not worry about what somebody else thinks about me.
And that's a hard thing to do as humans, because it's innate in us to want to please.
It used to be. It's getting to a point now where I expect that any room I walk in, there's going to be somebody there.
You said that in the service today.
I know. It's true.
Keep going. I like that. There's still a couple more.
Modern Jesus, loved and accepted by the world. Oh, everybody loves Jesus because Jesus is love.
And yet he's really not accepted by the world at all.
Biblical Jesus, hated and
despised by the world.
This is where we have a hard time with Jesus, because we want Jesus in us to be likable. We want Jesus in us to be so kind, so tolerant, so accepting and affirming that he doesn't make us look bad in front of our friends and our family, when in fact Jesus is calling us to take a stand. He's calling us to stand up in a down world,
yes.
to live up in a down world. To live above the line when the world decides we're going to bow down.
Yeah.
We're going to bow down to idols. We're going to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar. Mm-hmm. You know, when they all bowed down to the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had built, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood. Mm-hmm. They didn't stand up. They just stood. They didn't bow down. And what's happening now, I see this scenario all over the place where everyone is bowing down. You posted something on social media the other day, and I got blasted for it because of what I posted.
Well, because it's Jimmy and Annette.
Right.
Pruitt on Facebook.
Right.
But it was benign.
I know. And I
read it. You should read it. Read
okay.
it.
All right.
It was nothing.
Let me find it.
And yet you got blasted by Christians. This is what gets to me.
This is what
I can see un-Christian, you know, people that are not Christians or pre-Christians, but Christians are just bashing you and me over this. I should have put my name on it. Okay, I'll read it. If Christians are not engaged with politics, decisions will be made by people who think God is irrelevant and the truth of God's word does not exist. Tell me what is
Christians
controversial about
out of
that.
The closet. Christians who never compliment me, never affirm anything, but they show up to criticize. They don't show up to help. They don't show up to encourage. They don't show up to say, I'm with you, brother. They show up to criticize.
And what all I said was we need to engage in politics so that we have the right people making the decisions for us and not people that are ungodly making. I cannot believe people bashed you over that.
The reason they've got the freedom to post this junk in terms of cutting other people down and being brave behind a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
See how brave they are to my face, standing toe-to-toe. But they're brave behind a keyboard because there's no accountability.
Right.
And yet, it's the freedom that was paid for by the blood of our forefathers and soldiers and women and children and first responders who've all gone before us, and pastors
yes.
who've laid their lives down, given up their lives, their fortunes and their sacred honor on behalf, so that the next generation can walk in freedom. Mm-hmm. And these Christians that are coming after you and me for stating something so benign.
That is extremely benign.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, there are some things I want to post that I know you will get bashed because people think you post it, even though I did. This was benign. This was just like,
what in the world?
Engaging in politics, it could just mean voting too. But also we need to engage because we need Christians in politics.
And there are more pastors in politics now than there've ever been in history.
Well, I'm hoping across America, those people that bashed are listening to this and they will understand.
They won't.
Oh my gosh. They're so deceived.
Yeah,
they call themselves Christians. Well, I beg to differ.
I know. It's sad.
You judge people by their fruit. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to bash on that,
yeah,
I would say you might need to think about your relationship.
Remember, we leak out what we're full of.
Exactly.
Whatever's on the inside comes out on the outside. And when it's unchecked and unguarded, it'll come out through a keyboard. And it's like, wow, man, there were several on there. I thought, gosh, you've never given me the time of day, but one post that you don't like or doesn't fit in your narrative,
and you're gonna
come out with guns blazing. Okay, that tells me exactly. Mm-hmm. You will know them by their fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says this in the Proverbs: when you answer a fool,
you become a fool.
And that's why I've refrained from responding to
that's good
people, because I don't.
And I don't respond at all because they think it's you anyway. So.
To a fool. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh my gosh.
So that's something that we just got to watch out. So here's the thing. The decision I made and what prompted this part of this conversation was I've decided I'd rather be respected than liked. And even if I'm not respected, I don't even need that.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we need something from other people is the minute we are vulnerable. And it's heartbreaking. What are you doing over there on your phone?
Our staff
is flipping out. It's hilarious.
You still have another one. There was still another modern.
Hold on.
Finish that, and then we'll say what our staff is flipping out about.
Modern Jesus serves your will, not God's will.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like the genie in the bottle. Like I said, he's going to do exactly what I want him to do.
And if he doesn't, then we're mad at him. Not us, because,
How could God do that to me?
Yeah.
And God let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to tell God? Yeah. Talk to Job about calling God out.
Yeah.
See how that went for him. Biblical Jesus. So modern Jesus serves your will, not God's will. Biblical Jesus exalts God and the Father's will.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. It's not about, and I even said this today, it's not about, oh, Lord, what is your will for my life? We put the emphasis on my life
instead of the emphasis on what is your will, period.
Yeah, and the emphasis should be God.
what is your will,
period?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Right.
Yeah, what is your will? And so I love that. Biblical Jesus exalts God, the Father's mm-hmm. will, which means we have to stand toe-to-toe with culture while they're saying, you believe what? You're saying if I'm gay, that I can't be a Christian. You're saying if I'm gay, I can't have a relationship with another man. And I'm saying, I know I'm not saying it. The Bible says
it. Yeah, I'm just reading what the Bible says.
Don't argue with me. I'm not arguing. I'm not here to debate.
Mm-hmm.
But I am here to say this is what God's word says. Mm-hmm. Read Romans chapter 1. It's mm-hmm. very clear.
Very clear.
Yeah, they're read it in any translation. It's clear. And so biblical Jesus exalts God, the Father's will, which means we'll have to stand toe-to-toe when somebody says, well, wait a minute, I got pregnant, so I'm going to go get an abortion because I just don't have time for a baby. I don't need that inconvenience mm-hmm. in my life. By the way, it's only fetal tissue anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a clump of cells.
Wow.
And, you know, it's not really a human. I mean, when does a human become a human? Well, of course, when they can think and they have cognitive ability.
But if someone is in a car accident and they're pregnant, and it's manslaughter because someone hit them and they were both killed, they are tried for two murders.
Exactly.
The baby and the... So,
wait, are you saying we have hypocritical laws?
Oh my gosh, do we ever? Can you believe that?
That
doesn't make sense because they say the baby's not a real baby, but if the woman's pregnant, then it's murder two times because it doesn't even make sense.
So let's follow this logic train. So... On Wednesday night, the Patriot Academy with mm-hmm. Rick Green did a Zoom for anybody that wanted to join and be a part of. And
did you tell him we watched that?
No, I didn't have a chance to. We were all yakking so much today. We were big time fellas. Yeah. We were there for a long time after church, just hanging out. But Rick Green hosted the Patriot Academy, hosted a new movie that just came out, a documentary called
The 1916
Project.
Project.
And it's it was put together by Seth Gruber and his group called the White Rose Resistance. And it is a pro-life group as opposed to exactly what it is, pro-death.
Yeah.
And so you don't have pro in the middle. There's no pro middle. Mm-hmm. There is no middle ground on mm-hmm. this. You're either pro-life
or pro-death.
Pro-death on this issue.
But the reason, tell the reason why Planned Parenthood got started.
Well, it was with Margaret Sanger. And in the 1916, she started the first Planned Parenthood in New York City, or and Chicago.
New York City not find doctors that would...
That would do abortions.
Do abortions, so she... Who was just a nurse.
Doctor.
Was she a nurse?
I don't even know if she was a nurse, but her and another
Another person performed illegal abortions without training.
And they did it themselves.
That
you talk about sick.
And the whole point was to get rid of a race.
The whole point was to get rid of the undesirable.
Undesirable.
The unfit. They called them the unfit.
Those that could end up
and
in prison
way,
someday.
Euthanasia. She was trying to impress Adolf Hitler, which, by the way,
He was impressed.
With her work. She was a radical communist. She was radicalized communist in America.
Blew my mind.
Now, back in the early 1900s, there were communists in America. There was a communist party in America. Mm-hmm. And so, but then there were the radicalized communists, and she was a radicalized, kind of like Kamala Harris right now.
Yeah.
She's a radicalized communist.
Yes.
Pure and simple. Go get the checklist. You can look it up online on Perplexity AI. I mean, you can find that. And she checks every box.
Yeah.
So that's the world we live in right now, where we are, we look at the McCarthy era, that we're fighting communism. Ronald Reagan, he ran his platform on, we're going to defeat communism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so. And
which that movie, we saw that movie this week too, and that was really good too. Yes.
Communism has not gone away. It's disguised now as socialism. It's mm-hmm. it's a latter version,
mm-hmm.
but it's still the same
thing.
It's
the modern version.
It's the modern version.
Because we're modern America.
Socialism.
We have one more to go.
So the last one on modern Jesus was, modern Jesus hates to offend you or others.
Aww.
Because he's so nice.
Yes, he doesn't want to offend.
He's feeling because he's Jesus.
Yes, okay. So what's the biblical
the
Jesus?
On his shoulder through the pasture. All, little posters. Biblical Jesus offends the world with the truth.
This is why the world hates us right
now.
The world hates us.
Speaking the truth, mm-hmm. they don't want to hear the truth.
No, they don't.
They're angry. They're
because they're deceived.
And it's demonic.
They're
it's
deceived.
Satanic,
they're
and
deceived.
Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we're a little fiery today, aren't we?
Well, I don't know why. But
well, we had church today. We were pretty excited.
Well, and we just got some really good news. And we just shared it with our staff.
Big celebration.
We have had a building project. We bought our building a few years ago from another church organization that gave us, he didn't give us the building. He gave us the titles, but we had to buy the building. And we got a loan, and which was better
during
than...
During COVID,
which the interest rate was like 3.5%. And they were wanting to charge us 6% rent, lease to own this company.
Yeah.
And we chose to just buy it outright, and we had some money to be able to do that. The last 2 or 3 years, the end of year offering, we've asked people to give towards paying that loan off. And that loan started out, well over $1 million.
Right.
We paid it off today.
I know. We get to earn the note.
Someone called us, and we've had several donors come up today. We put a challenge to the church and said, we really want to pay this off by October 31st. And we told them how much we owed, and several people gave today, but then someone texted us and said, my banker's contacting you tomorrow.
We're zeroing it out.
And we trust them because they've paid for things
and
before.
The beauty of it is that it isn't any one person giving this massive amount.
No, because we've had a lot of people. I mean, we literally got it down to $109,000 this week.
Yeah.
which is crazy.
So we paid off $1.6 million in
4 years.
Four years.
It was April of 2020 was our, and when we started the loan, our first payment was in July. Jimmy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is September.
Oh, wow. So a couple
four years. Yeah.
A couple of months past 4 years.
Who does that?
4 years.
I wish I could pay my house in 4 years.
And here's the thing. It's a God thing.
It is.
That's it.
Because we want to be out of debt. Because we have other projects we need to do, but we want to pay cash for everything.
It's God working through his people.
Yes, yes.
Because we have a very, we have an amazing church. By the way, if you don't know, if you just joined us and you're going, these people are crazy.
Yeah, which
we are.
They're
on fire. But really, the bottom line is we're on fire for Jesus, but we also love our country.
Yes.
And we want to see it return to its original intent.
Yes.
What the founding fathers intended, who were, by the way, Christians, not deists.
Deists and atheists.
Give me a break. That's revisionist history.
Anyway, we are pastors of Bridge Church,
Fredericksburg,
Texas.
So check us out. Go to bridgefbg.com. You can find our messages, sermons, music, worship, resources, everything's on there. But then you can also jump over to livingupinadownworld.com. And we would love to hear from you. I write a daily blog that goes
on there. Do you put it on there every day?
Every day. It's a daily blog. We call our daily devotional. I call it the morning grind.
The morning grind because you're drinking coffee.
I'm down. In fact, I've got some coffee right here, a little black
You've
rifle.
You've got coffee here and...
And something, an adult
something.
Beverage.
We're celebrating.
We are having some
champagne, which we don't do that often, so, but we're like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
I mean,
so
it's
good.
Like burning the note.
I know.
We get to tell the church next Sunday, right. We've burned the note.
Now, what a lot of people won't know listening to this is I used to work for Dave Ramsey. So when I worked for Dave Ramsey, people would do their
reduction.
Debt-free screams, and I worked there at Financial FPU Plaza.
Well, one of our board members is on there. Can we do
I
a debt-free?
He freaked out.
Can we do it with Dave Ramsey?
I don't know. Maybe what I was thinking. I got an idea using our iPhone.
I say we fly to Nashville.
Oh, there we go. Let's take 700 people to Nashville.
No, not 700.
No, I'm saying we take our phone and on Sunday we announce this. And then we do, we're debt-free, scream through our phone. I'll send it to Brian. I'll let him do what he wants with it.
That would be fun.
So I worked for Dave Ramsey, and when people would do their debt-free screams, they would come to Nashville, come to FPU Plaza, where I worked.
And you got to watch.
All of us, the whole building, I mean, 500 people.
Would come out, and
we would
cheer.
Go down, and we'd stand in the balconies and the stairs. We'd be down on the floor with the people, and they'd do their debt-free scream on Dave's radio show. And it was exciting. I remember thinking, wow, that would be nice to do a debt-free scream, you know? And here we are. We get to say that we've paid off $1.6 million, paid off our church.
In four years.
Glory to God. And I got to say, our people are amazing.
We have the most generous people.
Amazing church.
We really do.
Generous. And we're excited because we're turning that blessing to bless ministries, especially at pregnancy resource centers.
Yeah.
And we gave
double the amount of missions that we've ever given
also,
this year.
Also, A21, which is rescuing
sex trafficking.
Children out of sex trafficking. That's something that's near and dear to our heart as well. So we've been very blessed. So the Bible says that we are blessed in order to be a blessing.
And if you bless and pray for Jerusalem,
Israel.
You will be
absolutely
blessed. And
every
so,
Sunday we pray for Jerusalem, the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122, verse 6. People don't like that. Our people do. But there are people
in this world that are so anti-Semitic. Because they're deceived.
Yeah,
again.
It's awful. Yeah. So anyway, we just want to say thank you. But go to livingupinadownworld.com and leave us a note. Easily write us an email. If you want to bless us, we work on a value for value. You know, we have day jobs. We do this out of the joy of our heart and our life. But sometimes value for value, if what we're doing is giving you value, you can show value to us by sending us a note and just saying thanks. Or you can send us through PayPal on our website. Or if you're listening on a platform, 2.0 podcast platform, you can send us Satoshis. But we really love hearing from you. Mm-hmm. You can leave us a review. Whatever it is, we just love the interaction. We are so thankful. Do we have some people to thank?
We do. We did receive a PayPal from a donation from Steve Wise.
Oh, Steve.
So thank you, Steve. He's given many times before, so I think he's on a monthly, but I can't. I never know. It's kind of hard to tell on PayPal, but we want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you,
and then
Steve.
I know you've said you've received a lot of Satoshis this week as well.
We have. I mean, well, that was last week.
Oh, last week.
Huge. I'm actually trying to look right now. Oh. I'm doing CAPTCHA. I'm human, so I'm trying to log into my
Albie account. Oh, my gosh. It's going to take you a little bit.
It's crazy. It does. Oh, gosh. This is ridiculous. They're making me do all kinds of acrobatics here.
We know Adam Curry.
We know Adam Curry, man. Stripper boost, boom. I mean,
because he missed that. Wait,
he did more than a stripper boost. He did a massive boost.
He did.
Let me just read this because it came in an email.
It's because he heard that he didn't give the week he was in Mexico.
So here's one from Tina.
Oh, Tina
gave. So let's just say this. So Adam and Tina Curry are two of our very best friends on the planet. They have a great podcast you need to check out called Curry and the Keeper. And Annette made a comment about Tina not listening to the show. And so Tina sent us a mini striper boost of 7,777 sats. And she says, a mini striper boost to remind Annette that I listened to the show. Sending lots of love to you two. And we love you too, Tina. We actually hung out with them, a couple of nights ago?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, those steaks were amazing. Mm-hmm. And then from Adam Curry, man, this is a big boost. 100,777 sats.
Yeah.
He said, boosting for blankets and a blessing to put living up in a down world in the top 10.
What's blankets?
So the blankets are the blankets I have around our mini
office. Oh, okay.
So what we do when we're not at the church, like today, it's Sunday afternoon.
Because our office is soundproof, but this
exactly.
is not.
This is not. So this looks like a tent city. It looks ghetto.
I look like I'm in my 12-year-old tent.
It looks
at home.
Very ghetto yeah. right now. I have blankets all around the office, hanging on my guitars over the doors. And it's just our way to soundproof the place so yeah. we sound decent.
And because I'm going to be home all next week. You're going to be in the office, so we're not going to be together next week.
We won't be able to do it in the office yeah. next week. But anyway, we just absolutely appreciate you and adore you and thank you. Thank you for listening. I know today has been a ramble, man. It's been like, because there's just things that are heavy on our heart because in this election season, the world's very spun up right now. And we want people to be able to find peace and hope in Christ and not live the spun up life
because oh, yeah.
it's not worth it. It's not worth it. There's a kingdom that's bigger than the kingdoms of men.
I did have a question
okay.
that was presented to me before we go, and I think this would be good for you to answer. Someone asked me, we had some new people from Kerrville at our church today.
Oh, yeah.
Who
great.
Were wonderful.
Great
I got to meet Jeannie, Marianne, Tina, and Bob.
Wonderful.
Hopefully they're listening
way
to this
go.
Show. I know I'm trying to really, really remember. I had to think about their names and, you know, how I can remember their names. And so Marianne from Gilligan's Island, Tina, because Tina's my best friend.
Works. Whatever works.
Jeannie, I dream of Jeannie. We were all wow. talking about how we can remember names. All they had to remember was my name, but I had to remember four names. But anyway, they asked a question, where is the best source to get news?
Oh, everybody asked that question.
So, and I did tell them CBN News, but where else do you, because they wanted to know, where do you get your sources?
Okay, I'm going to look this up for you. So C.W. Miller is a history professor who attends our church, conservative.
Is he still a professor or is
he
retired?
He's retired okay. now, but we spent some time on the phone a while back when the Ukraine war broke out.
Still going on, and it's horrible.
It's a money pit, and it's a money laundering scam, yep. basically. Yep. And so if Trump gets elected, he'll put that to an end in about a day. And so anyway, I want to share. So I've shared this list with a lot of people, but I'll just go ahead and read it over the air right now.
And I think you should put this in your newsletter.
It's super short, so it's not that hard, mm-hmm. but I don't mind posting this in the newsletter.
Yeah, this and that.
That's great. Yeah. Fantastic. So here are, I asked CW, I said, CW, there are so many news sources out there. They're all slanted. It's hard to know, is there any real news these days? And he said, not really, but if you'll kind of use a combination of these, you can get a good picture of what's going on.
Wow.
So here it is. And he listed these. He said there's more, but these are the ones he gave me. First of all, Newsmax.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Newsmax. I follow them on Instagram.
Did you,
they give short
did
things.
You give this to Adam to get his opinion on this, because I know he probably has a strong opinion.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I mean, he gets a lot of sources from people.
Does.
He calls them boots on the ground people.
So Newsmax.
Another one is OAN, and you can look
that
up.
Yes, I've seen that.
OAN. Mm-hmm. Town Hall is another.
Town Hall.
Look it up. New Town Hall News. Epoch Times.
Yeah.
Which we've
That's the one we listen, we watch or read.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah. That and CBN.
Like I said, I combine all these. I love CBN. I really
I can't
like CBN.
Just get on all these that way.
I can't either.
I can't. I just have too much other things in life more important.
Here's another one called Real Clear Politics.
Really?
So just look it up.
Real
I mean, you just look it up. Real Clear Politics. Another one is American Greatness.
Okay.
These are just all websites. You can get all of these online. Another one's called The National Review.
Okay, you've got a lot.
Yeah, there's a bunch. And then one more called Just the News.
Just
so
the News.
So those are the ones.
And that, they're saying that because they're not, they're trying
not to be slanted. They're trying to just report the facts. And I think you remember him telling me that was probably one of the more neutral.
Yeah.
That they're just reporting the news and they're not slanting or trying to make it fit.
They're not trying to make money off of people.
Yeah, or make it or fit a narrative.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, those are the ones he recommended, and there's a lot of others that I check out and look at. And but again, CBN News, the reason I like them is because they're faith-based.
Yeah. Someone asked me today, well, are they woke? I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
They've always been awake.
Yeah, they're awake, not woke.
Yeah.
Somebody I've enjoyed listening to podcast-wise, I just want to recommend
Jack
this.
Hibbs.
Well, I love Jack Hibbs, obviously, of Chino Hills, California. Look him up on YouTube.
He has.
Man, he's on it.
Great podcast.
Another pastor that's really on it and really a statesman for the movement of
Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson.
We listen to both of them daily. We look for little snippets of things from them daily because we don't have time to listen to full messages every day.
We listen to them so much when we pull up our YouTube, they're all right there.
Yes.
And so there's another good one.
And that's what I told them. I told these people that asked me this question today, those are two sources they have sources where that are reliable.
Also, if you go to Patriot Academy,
Rick Green,
he does ongoing things. He's part of Wall Builders as well with David Barton and Tim Barton, and he's got
which a lot of people don't know unless they're a Christian. Honestly, every time we talk about it, people go, "What?"
You need to check out Wall Builders. It is one of the most.
I don't know how we can get them more on the map.
Maybe have them come here.
That would probably
be.
Why
not? We need to just reach out.
Yeah,
we'll reach out through Rick.
Yeah,
Kirk Cameron. I love Kirk Cameron.
Oh, I do too.
Kirk is doing some great things right now.
He and Candace both are strong.
Kirk has a great, it's called the American Revival Fireside. American Fireside Revival. Try to get it all. It's kind of like living up in a down world if you don't know it. American Fireside Revival, where he goes out in his backyard around his little fire ring out in probably Franklin, Tennessee. I think he's in Nashville area. Probably Franklin. And he sits by the fire and he just presents what's going on right now. He's written a new book that I want to get called Brave, I believe.
I think we ordered it and it's...
Oh, good.
Remember, we pre-ordered it.
Mm-hmm. But check him out. It is fantastic. I'm super impressed with what he's doing. And
he has been one of the most stable actors.
Oh, so as far as celebrities go.
Yes, that I've ever seen.
And he's not extreme. He's just super on point.
Some actors, you know, like, what's his name? The black actor that, and now he was married to one of the Kardashians.
Oh.
Yeah, that didn't last. Yeah, that one didn't last very long. But Candace Bure and her brother Cameron, Kirk Cameron, are as stable as you can get. And you can tell their parents they must have had an amazing family childhood.
So today, something that happened. So I'm preaching and I put up a quote by Kirk Cameron
that
I pulled off of one of his podcasts. And Rick Green is in our church, Rick and Kara from the Patriot Academy, and all their interns were there today. It was great to see that row full of the young people. And he pulls out his camera, and he takes a picture of me on the platform with that quote.
From Kirk.
And he wrote Kirk because they're friends.
They're friends. He was just on his podcast last week.
They're always on.
And he's on there probably once a quarter.
It's hilarious, yeah. So they're good friends.
He's been out here.
So I know, and I'm sure
and
we'll get to meet
you him. Didn't. Want to go because we were too tired. It was a Sunday night. Now I wish we would have gone.
Okay. Really? You're bringing that up?
I'm sorry.
It was a Sunday.
If he comes back,
it's amazing.
I don't care what night.
Right now.
So, that is true. You will do this.
I know,
but,
I know.
But no, so anyway, I would come. I would go.
So as we regressed, now we're here back to now. So it was cool that he sent him. He sent it to Kirk. And
which
said,
is the
hey,
same thing he did pastor. With John Cooper. John Cooper with, you had a picture of his book because you had been reading it and you put it on the screen and we're talking said, about it to our church.
Quoting you.
He had just had him on his podcast as well, too.
And John Cooper said, no pastor will ever read or quote my book. And he said, this one is. Anyway. So yeah.
That'd be fun to get him. He could probably
John is
get him.
Strong.
That would be fun to have him at our church.
Having the Patriot Academy here and having Rick and Kara in our church.
They have connections.
Piggyback. Anybody they bring.
Eric Metaxas, Seth Gruber. There's so many people he's connected with that we could have at our church.
Seth Gruber lately and Lance Wall now. Yeah. So there's a lot.
That would be a good one.
So anyway, yeah. So we'd love to hear from you. Go to Living Up in a World Down.
Oh, you did it again.
What is wrong with me?
You can't do it. That's why it needs to be living up. But Adam says everybody has living up.
No, I won't. Living up in a downworld.com.
Oh, my gosh.
I try to go too fast.
You're excited.
I know.
You get excited to do this podcast. Oh, yeah.
I do. I get really excited because we've had over 65,000 downloads. And these are people that listen to us and give us their time.
You're a loving, caring person. Oh. And you literally, when you make friends with people too, you're not just, you don't have like a wayward friend. They're friends for life. Oh, I mean, you love people.
I can see
where you...
Listen, we're going to get to spend eternity with all these friends we're making down here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even some that are on the other end of this podcast that we'll never know in this lifetime.
Yes.
Who knows that in heaven we go, oh my gosh, I know you guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Who knows, right?
Who knows?
God's good about stuff. So anyway, so we love you and we're going to go ahead and land a plane on this show. Mr. Chevy, thank you for joining us today. He is a furball right now. He needs a haircut.
No, it's about
to
be,
cute.
Well.
I like it.
This is when he's the cutest.
Out. Keep him brushed.
We need to cut him.
He looks cute when he's like a big fur ball, but he's a little hot. He's like.
He's burning up. It's very hot in here.
It's warm in here. And I'm drinking coffee. We love you. Guys, keep living up in a down world. Have a great week on purpose. I don't want to know when we'll get around to our next podcast. It'll probably be later in the week.
Yeah, later on.
But we'll do it, whether it's mobile or at the church, one way or the other. We'll be coming to you. And so we love you. Have a great week on purpose. Keep living up in a down world. God loves you, and so do we.